Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Before we get underway, what's up, everybody? It's Big Red and Brother B with the menu. On Blog Talk Radio. What's going on? Obviously, there are some technical difficulties on the end of Blog Talk Radio right now. So, please bear with us. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it was a delay with you coming on, Red, and with the music coming on. That's what I was, when you said you were on, I was like, I don't see you, but got you now.
I was in.
Yeah. Well, it was a delay when I first called, too, when you came on.
Oh, okay.
It was a delay in coming on, but we on.
We on
once again,
it,
what up,
we
everybody?
On
it. No doubt. What's up, everybody, once again? Big Red and Brother B with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. How y'all doing? How are y'all doing?
Just chilling. Waiting for my little shows to come on later. Or actually putting the reminders on them so I know they're coming on. So.
True.
So
I got you.
Catch up with my little shoes.
I feel you. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, man.
It. And then, everybody going to be on the parkway. I guess.
Yeah, for those that, do not live in New York, so Labor Day weekend is a big thing, to the Caribbean people of Caribbean descent, half Trini, 50 Trini and 50 American, and so it is what it is. So
yep.
Yeah, in New York City, Labor Day weekend is a big thing for people of Caribbean descent. Friday was like this thing called Juve,
mm-hmm.
which kind of sets everything off where people just having fun. No, I thought Juve was on Friday. I don't know.
You're probably right. I don't really know.
Juve usually sets it off, and usually that's the Friday that sets it off.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong, but I don't think it's not about me being wrong or right. But I think it's the whole thing. I think it starts Friday. Because, Caribbean cats, they rock out the whole weekend.
They were partying since Thursday night.
Yeah, really. So, it's a big thing. Labor Day, which is Monday, they do, like, this big parade on Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn, New York. And, it's rowdy, a lot of people dancing, a lot of floats,
gyrating.
A lot of Caribbean pride, everybody is there, not just Caribbeans, but a lot of nationalities are there enjoying themselves, especially enjoying the food that's out there, because there's a lot of damn food. From like roti to bus upside to pilori to curry chicken, stew chicken, steak, chicken this, chicken that, beef,
that chicken,
all of
goat,
everything. Goat,
goat, buffalo, bacon, shark,
fish, all types. Yo, it's a lot of food going down, going around Eastern Parkway, Brooklyn, New York, the Labor Day parade. Yeah, everybody basically getting it in, man. You know, everybody has their turn. And this weekend, you know, it's a salute to, you know, all the Caribbeans, Trinidad,
but you know,
Tobago, when, and Jamaicans. The,
right.
The,
but you know what?
Bahamas,
I want to know why. They never, why they're not allowed to go on Fifth Avenue. Why they don't ever do it on Fifth Avenue? Like, everybody else's parade is on Fifth Avenue. Why can't they be on Fifth Avenue?
Because there's a bunch of Negroes. They don't want no Negroes. They don't want a whole bunch of Negroes on Fifth Avenue. Just like the Harlem Day, Harlem Week. Their parade and stuff like that is in, you know, it's in Harlem. And you know what? I mean, some people may say, oh, this dude got to be all racist. It's not racist. It is what it is. And besides,
but the Puerto Rican Day Parade, isn't that on Fifth Avenue?
Yeah, that's on Fifth Avenue. I told you, but that, cause they, you know, they're not Negroes.
Oh,
wow. They're not Negroes. They don't look like Negroes. They don't want a whole bunch of dark people marching up and down Fifth Avenue,
wow,
dancing
that's
and
great.
And you know, they don't want that there. And, you
yeah,
know,
but
I'm
they,
sure,
they
and I'm sure.
What you call the balloons?
You know what?
They my Ronald McDonald.
Not of course.
What amazing
point? Wait a minute. You know what? But you know what? I think it's more so that the Caribbean people, the black people, probably prefer it to be in Eastern Parkway. They probably prefer it to be in Brooklyn. You know, in their roots, because you know you got a lot of Caribbean people. You know, they share the area, you know, with the Jewish people. And,
well, yeah, I guess that's true,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, that whole strip, they got Crown Heights, you know.
Well, they got to walk now, you know that.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, that's the whole thing. As much as people want to talk division and stuff like that, listen, New York is a melting pot. We may have our issues. You know, some stupid people may do stupid things or say stupid things, but for the most part, man, like I said, you got Crown Heights where you got the Jews and Caribbean people that live together. You got certain other areas where you got the Greeks and the Indians that live together. You know what I'm saying? You got certain areas where black, Hispanic, white people, all the people, Italians, everybody just live together, man. So, you know, F what you heard. I'm going to say it like that. F what you heard. You know, New York is a melting pot. We keep it popping. And that's just that. It's not to say that we better than you or anybody else, but, yo, you know, it is what it's going to be.
Yep.
And like I said, this weekend, you know, even during the Puerto Rican Day Parade or the Irish Parade or the Italian American, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, listen, everybody Irish for a day. Everybody Italian for the day. Everybody Spanish for the day. That's
everybody
going to
be
everybody,
West Indian until,
everybody Dominican
until tomorrow.
Every
I mean, until Tuesday.
Yep. You're going to have all types of people from Indian to white to Hispanic. Everybody going to be Eastern Parkway enjoying themselves, enjoying the food, enjoying the music, enjoying dancing, and that's what it's all about. Living your life and stopping all that other BS, man. It's garbage, baby. Garbage.
It's garbage,
man. Live your life. Enjoy that. I'm going to let, you know what I'm saying, look, our topic tonight is about television and society. Don't let the boob tube fool you. Don't let the boob tube fool you. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. The guest calling number. So, Red, topic tonight,
yes.
Television and society. Can the two peacefully coexist? Set it off. Set it off.
Listen, it ain't
set
been.
It, off, yo.
It hasn't been peacefully existing in the last couple of years. Oh my God! It hasn't been existing peacefully in the last couple of years because television has gotten worse. You know, like it's gotten more raunchy. It's you know, it's no discretion, even though. They may put all those, what's those things called again? The advisories,
parental
all those
advisories.
Advisory, yeah, the parental advisory TV, LV, XL, 13, 15, 20. Like, that doesn't matter. Because you know what? Why do I care about all that when, guess what, I want to get some sleep. Let the baby sit there and watch Days of Our Lives or Bold and Beautiful or whatever. It's okay. And then it's like back in the days, they had a little more discretion with the shows. Now there's no discretion. They do everything on each other. Like sometimes I'll be looking at some of these shows and it's like, am I watching a show or am I watching a porno? Like some of some of the sex scenes, like I be looking like am I watching a porno or am I watching a show?
Yeah.
You have a child, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
But if you have a child,
and guess what, a lot of these parents, and especially these new parents, they don't think anything is wrong with that. And if you have a child and you watch it, oh, I wanna watch my show. Once again, when we were younger, no, you had to go out the room for us to watch something or whatever, especially that cursing and whatever, and that's the most we had it was the cursing. Now these kids, oh, no, let so-and-so just sit right here, and he don't know what's going on, and give him a pacifier. But you got them watching these sex scenes, and like I said, I don't know if I'm watching an actual show or I'm watching a porno sometimes.
Yeah, this is true. I have to agree with you on that. Like, my issue is, I can understand, creative television and certain things, but I can't understand, when does it stop? When does it really stop? But you know what I'm saying? Before I go in, I got to give a shout-out to everybody across the map. Got to give a shout-out to Canada, Egypt, United Kingdom, and Greece. What up, y'all?
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
What's up, y'all?
Hope all is well. Thanks for the love. Thank you.
I
appreciate it. But now, my thing is this art, how art, like why is life imitating art, so-called art? Because, what's on TV now is a lot of bad art. I remember back in the days, where we had shows like The A-Team or Knight Rider. Now, The A-Team would bust off a million shots. You had everybody just shooting. But first of all, you ain't never seen anybody getting shot. The only time you saw blood is when, D.A. or Hannibal punched somebody or they got punched and they had a little blood on the corner of their lip. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But otherwise, you never see no whole bunch of murder scenes, no blood, no guts, no nothing. You saw B.A. and everybody else flipping somebody over and they throwing them in the air in slow motion. But you ain't seen a whole bunch of people get shot. You know what I'm saying? Blood all over the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Right now,
on TV, it's crazy because now they showing you everything. They showing you little fake people, head cut off, arms and limbs cut off and stuff like that. They showing you showing them doing autopsies and stuff like that. I think... things are really, there's certain things you just shouldn't know about, certain things you just shouldn't see, because I think when you start showing, especially kids, they look at TV and they start seeing, body parts and seeing people just getting killed and, every damn scene or stuff like that. I think it desensitizes them.
Right,
and
you know what? You're right. You're absolutely right.
I think it desensitizes them, and they start to think okay, this must be okay if it's on TV. Then it must be okay. Even though they say, oh, you could be arrested, or somebody's always going to jail for doing this, that, and the third. But there must be some type of they make it normal to see this type of stuff, and a warped mind. I won't even say a warped mind, a growing mind. Because sometimes you never know how people's minds take a turn. This is impressionable on them. And you know what? It's not just kids, but you got some, as you say, dummy jackass adults that turn around and look at TV. Yeah, they turn around and look at TV, and they think this is cool. They think this is okay. They think this is it gives them ideas to go out and do stuff. And it's like, yo, what are you doing? That was just TV. But you
right.
got people, you got where life is imitating art. And I'm
yeah.
like, no, that's not cool.
Right,
not
yeah,
cool.
Like, I think it also comes from besides, like, even with these the video games, like, you know, we played video games, you know, we had Atari,
oh
you know, we was from ColecoVision, Atari, and stuff like that. But
yeah.
now look at how they have evolved. Look at these video games. I even see it, like, even with you know, with my kids.
With Grand,
when
Theft,
they
Grand Theft Auto?
Right.
Grand
but from
Theft
when
Auto.
They was little,
oh,
from
man.
The from just Mario, you playing Mario, and it's just like, okay, you went from Mario to now it's, look, this like the wrestling, like my they used to play the wrestling games. But it was so,
yep.
it was so much, it was graphic, very graphic. Blood and hitting each other with the chairs and the top of the rings and all that other stuff. So from that, so now here we go from that to Gears of War. Now they got the Gears of War. So now you go from that to now you shooting to kill. Now you're doing that. You go
yep.
from the Gears of War to, wait, was it Gears of War? Oh, yeah, then, just like you said, Grand Theft, it was Grand Theft Auto first. Let me do that first, then Gears of War. But, yeah, the Grand Theft Auto. Now, Grand Theft Auto was a whole new ball game. Because
oh, yeah.
now
Grand
you're
Theft-
seeing a video game that's basically almost to the T imitating life, just like you said, because guess what? You got carjackings. You got the guy going into a strip club. Yeah, you got prostitution. You got somebody, you know, somebody having a drug war, and you getting person getting killed. The drug war. But see, the only thing is,
wait,
like
and you got the game where you can get points if you run over people.
Right, and you're running over people, and you get points for killing this person or running over them. But see, the thing is, just like you said, it desensitized. A lot of that also helped. With the desensitizing these.
Oh, yeah.
Because, and I'm not just talking about the kids, we're talking about adults as well. But like I said, at the end of the day, you're not getting another life. You're not coming back. You can't, okay, well, let me go to the Apple or whatever it is, or the PlayStation Play and get another person. You can't buy another person. You can't buy another you. And they don't think about that.
Exactly. You know, it's like, I believe it was like a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, this kid went to some video game tournament and he became a sore loser because he lost. So he went home, decided to go get a gun and come back and then kill people and then kill himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like this.
Wow.
And this is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And,
oh, I
you
heard
know,
that
my,
was like about a week ago,
yeah,
ago like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I didn't know the full story, but I didn't know it was about that. Wow.
Yeah, and you know, my whole thing is, you know, real talk. Once again, it's not that serious. It's not that serious. Like, people have to learn to separate fact from fiction. And see, the thing is, it's not just kids, but you have some people who are not right in their mind. Like, first of all, we're not going to get on this topic, you know, of mental illness. Because you know what? Nowadays, that's being used as some type of umbrella to cover people for doing dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's
Absolutely.
Mentally ill. Oh, something's wrong. Oh, he's
Absolutely.
Mentally this.
But you
he's
know
mental,
who only that works
he's
for.
Mentally that. Oh, yeah, of course. That only works. I'm going to say it out loud. It only works for the Pilgrims, a.k.a. the Caucasians.
You know, that don't work for us.
Yeah, it don't work for blacks. It don't work for minorities. It only works for, you know, you always see, from what the way the media puts it, you know, it just seems like it only works for, you know, more Caucasian people than, you know, in this country than, you know, minorities. But, you know, it is what it is. So, anyway. Yeah, you can't cite everything as mental illness. You know, you just got to call a spade a spade. And the MF is crazy. The MF is crazy.
Right.
The MF is that has evil and dirty tendencies. You know, that's just what it is. But it's like, yo, I really think that we, you know, in this country, I don't know about anybody else's because I ain't been there. But in this country, you know, sex and violence on television is gratuitous. It's gratuitous. I mean, listen, I remember when sex and cursing was just strictly cable. Like, you had to, you know what I'm saying? That was on cable, and that was on late night, and you had to have codes to get to access these shows and these movies and stuff like that. Now, you just turn the channel.
The regular TV time, because, see, you know what happened? Remember back in, I think, about 2006, 2007, remember, everything went from analog to digital. So guess what? When it went to digital, if you don't have cable, you're not able to watch TV unless you had a converter box. Everybody was giving out free converter boxes and this, that, and another. Guess what? Now let's just fast forward to now. Guess what? They don't even have those converter. I don't think they even sell those converter boxes no more.
Nah,
so now
you
have to have cable, okay?
Yeah.
Not unless you know, the five stick people or whatever it is that they do. But now you have to have cable. So guess what? That's the whole thing. Now that you got cable, either that or you don't watch TV, so now you're getting all the channels anyway. And guess what? If you're a person that doesn't like that type of show or whatever, but guess what? This is how these networks make their money. This is how they get their rating. They figure the raunchier the show, the more real the show, the more this, the more that, we can get our ratings up. We can get more money for our channel. Remember the Nielsen ratings and all that stuff? How they make their money. Because just like you said, regular show, like I said, regular channels that you turn to, sometimes I have to look, I have to press the guide to make sure I'm watching the right station, because I'm like, yo, did he just say S-H-I-T, you know, did he just say shit on TV? Did he just say, fuck on TV? And I'm like, wait a minute, this is Channel 7, what do you mean you're saying shit? Like, who's authorizing this stuff? I've never heard especially those network that people are just freely cursing like that.
Yo, okay, I remember this show called Moonlighting many years ago with Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd. Well, yeah, one of my favorite show back then. So, yo, check this out. I remember there was a scene where he called her a bitch, and she called him a bastard, and then she slapped him a couple of times, because I guess, like, throughout the season or whatever, there's been this sexual tension building up amongst them. So he calls her a bitch, and then she calls him a bastard, and then she slaps him, and then slaps him again, and next thing you know, they start rolling around on the floor, like, kissing each other. And then they start a sex. Yo, that was, you know that was on Channel 7 News? Because they was like, you know, they were covering it because, like, that was the first time on TV. Like, somebody was actually taking that step. And they were like, yo, like, this is kind of extra. Like, you know, they're going, and yo, man, people was making a little fuss. Cats was coming to school the next day. Yo, did you see what it is? And this is that, and that. And I was like, wow. Like, you know. And that was nothing compared to, like, now.
Now, yeah, like, but that's just a, but geez. One of them, what was soap opera? Oh, remember the Edge of Night soap opera? I remember they pulled that whole damn show. I don't remember what happened, but I years later, as I got older, I found out they pulled the whole show because it was a whole bunch of, somebody cursed us.
yo, that's crazy.
And they pulled the whole damn show off, and I'm like, and I think it used to come on after General Hospital or something, because I remember when I used to come home from school, I remember General Hospital used to be on, and then the Edge of Night used to come on about 4:30 or something. Like, I mean, they pulled the whole damn show off, and it was like,
back in the days, listen, people, back in the days, there's certain things that you couldn't say or do on TV. They will pull your stuff off the network.
But listen to this.
People would call in and shut your show down.
Yeah, but listen to this. Now, with that being said, now think about it. Now, let's go back a little further, like when we were little, like with, like, Good Times and the Jeffersons and, you know, Archie Bunker and stuff like that. Now, guess what? Now, let me ask a question. And Fred Sanford, how many times have you heard George drop the N-word?
Well, I heard him drop it a couple of times.
A couple of times.
I heard him say the word
okay.
cracker. I heard him honky,
honky.
And stuff
okay.
like that. Yeah, I heard him say that a couple of times.
Right,
on the show.
And that, and but it's so funny how they didn't, like, you would think that, okay, somebody would have, you would have some type of backlash off of stuff like that.
Well, you know
but
why?
That
I don't
they really
did. Because that was real. But that was kind of like, and during that time, that's what it was. It was
mm-hmm.
like, it was usage of the N-word. You know, not so much, but it was just kind of reflecting the era. It was kind of reflecting the era, you know, like the 60s, 70s, you know, Jive Turkey, N-word, you know, crack, you know, stuff
N-word.
Like that, you know. Yeah, white bread,
honky.
Things of that nature. Like, yeah, words like that, yeah. It's words like that was being used, but at the same time, like, people didn't like it. But at the same time, it seemed like it was okay because, it was being said. You know, they let it rock on TV. You know,
right.
It wasn't. But I think there were certain words that were more offensive than the others. So, you know, I know he said the N-word a couple of times, but
he said
made sure it wasn't. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But I guess because it wasn't used.
From what I remember, he didn't say all that much.
Right, well, yeah, he didn't say that much, but he used it. He damn sure
he
said
he
called
the
people.
It
there. Yeah, he sure did. But, you know, and you didn't hear, like I said, and it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't too, the most cursing that I used to see or used to hear on TV is, like I said, hell or damn. That was about it. But now,
oh, yeah,
with some
damn,
of these shows,
yeah.
they just, like I said, you know, they using it all now.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
using it all, in all kinds of contexts. So it's just like, you know, like I said, TV is just like out of hand now. And then, this, like I said, the sad thing about it is that these children are just like, they don't see anything wrong with it because this is normal for them. All this stuff happening,
exactly.
with them, it's normal. But in a way, it's messing them up because once again, like,
yep.
let's say for the reality.
You're normalizing the violence. You're
right,
normalizing
right.
the sex. You're normalizing the language. So they grow up, they look at this stuff on TV and they think it's okay.
They're normalizing the behavior, also the behavior,
yep.
because guess what? Like I said, if mommy's at work, daddy's at work, or whatever, and I'm home with grandma, and or grandma's working, you know grandma's is working at this time, and okay,
yeah.
I'm at the babysitter house.
Well, nowadays, grandma's in their 30s, but anyway.
Right, exactly. Or, I got to stay with my brother or my sister, and guess what, my brother is like 15, and my sister's like 18, and they watching Love and Hip Hop, so guess what? What I'm going to do, I'm going to sit right there and watch that with them. Okay, or they're going to
yep.
have me sitting there watching that with them, and guess what? Look at what they're seeing in terms of the Love and Hip Hop show and in terms of you know, those videos and all that stuff. This is what they're looking at. They think this is how they're supposed to, and guess what? Brother and sister think that's how they're supposed to behave as well. At that, you know, it's just a sad thing because this is what they think they're supposed to act like. And it's like, wow.
Well, yeah.
TV
I
is
mean,
given that type of influence where they think they're supposed to act like that.
True. True. Caller 9089. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
So, you know, I'm under the impression that television and society can coexist peacefully. You know, if the parents were to screw it. Listen, it is what it is. This is the life that we live. You have to learn how to decipher fantasy from reality. And if you can't, I don't know what to tell you. You should be able to teach your children how to do this. You know, you shouldn't really let your children mimic and mock what they see, because in the real world, that's not how it goes. It's just not. If they really want to mimic and mock what they see on TV, and I hate to say this, they can use Jay-Z as an example. He was a hustler. He found how not to be one. He found out how to be a real businessman, a legitimate one. Same thing with Puffy. Mind you, I don't agree with either one of their methods or how they got there, but at the end of the day, they use it to become businessmen. The kids want to mop, they want to mimic and mock what they see. Start with something like that. But can it happen peacefully? Absolutely. But it takes effort from everyone involved. It takes efforts as a parent. It also takes efforts on your kids' behalf, too, because they need to understand that what you see on households of New Jersey is not the real thing. It's not. And by the way, I miss you guys.
Yeah, I know. I heard that. I hear that voice, Tamika.
You miss us. You miss us. You miss us. I was like, oh, yeah.
And you know, Tamika is 100% welcome. Welcome, T. Welcome. And you're absolutely correct. But you know what the thing is? How many parents like you, like I, like Red are out there?
Exactly.
Like you know what? Back in the days, when you got home from school, you couldn't touch the TV until you finished your homework. You probably did some chores, and then you can watch a little something. Nowadays,
or in my case, get out.
Now the TV seems to be raising children nowadays because they just sit the kid in front of the TV and then it is what it is.
Yeah, but that's been happening for years now. That didn't just start now. That's been happening for a number of years now.
Heck, did your mother not put you in front of the TV and make you watch Sesame Street?
Right.
Well, yeah, you know why? Because Sesame Street was a learning, it was educational.
That's the difference.
Mr. Rogers, you know, taught you how to take your shoe, flip it, and, you know, told you, hey, don't say this, and you should be nice to your neighbor.
Change your sweater
you had
when
King,
you come in the house.
Yeah,
watch
exactly.
Your butt. I mean,
watch your butt.
You had King Friday. You know, you had King Friday from the The Woodchuck, The Magic Garden. You know, you had shows that were educational. Where's the balance?
Well, I got a funny one for you. Most of us as parents have jailbroken Fire Sticks, okay?
Yeah.
There are apps on that Fire Stick. I'll put it to you like this. I was just hanging out watching my Terranium on my Fire Stick. I found season one of The Muppets.
I found
The Great Space Coaster. I found He-Man. I found She-Ra. But my point is this. With all of us being as old as we are, having this device, why can't we sit down with our kid and watch these same shows that we grew up watching? Because I tell you right now, they got Mr. Rogers. They got
That's the thing. So, we can do that. We will do that. See, like I said, I'm at the age of grandparents. So I will watch that with my grandchild or my little, you know, my grandnieces and nephews. I will watch that with any child. I would love to watch those things. But see, you know what the problem is? Those children are growing up in this era of, like I said, the social media. They're growing up in this era of watching the other type of shows. Those shows would be interesting to them maybe for maybe 2 or 3 minutes, maybe.
It depends, right.
It really depends. Interesting to them. But guess what? They're so used to watching these other type of shows that's out now. That's going to be like, well, that's not the show I was watching yesterday. I like this. This is okay. But you know what? I'll just say SpongeBob better, which SpongeBob is just like a little, I can't. But, I'd rather watch SpongeBob.
It's subliminal.
Yeah,
subliminal.
Exactly.
One of my issues is the fact that people start to adopt identities from some of these characters, from some of these shows. Like before they even begin to explore themselves or look at who they are, they look at a TV show and they're like, hey, I want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen,
yeah, but
all right, and that's not new because back in the day, Channel 5 on Sundays, you know, we had the karate flip.
You're not doing it.
I knew you were doing it. And I had to. Because after that flick, everybody went outside and was kung fu fighting. Everybody was chopping the shit out of everybody.
But you know what the funny part is? Even with that, we all still knew it wasn't real. It was imaginary.
Yeah.
We knew it.
Right.
You know, we
yeah.
Right. Now, the one of us knew we was freaking White Snake and freaking Flying Mantis and all. We knew we was not. Now, listen, we all knew we was not Lady Street Fighter. Come on. We knew we was
hey,
not
you're
Wacky
right.
Bolo.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
But we knew the difference because, again, our parents weren't a lot of these parents now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, my kids are sci-fi nerds. We'll sit there and we'll watch Supernatural, Star Wars, whatever.
Sci-fi.
We watch The Killing Joke.
Yeah, me too.
But guess what? My kids know this ain't the real world. This ain't how it is. Hell, your nephew
because...
knows. You know your nephew got a job now, right? Oh, your nephew got a job.
What? He's what?
Your nephew
doing what?
Your nephew is 18.
Hot dog.
He's a high school graduate.
Yeah, I know, but wait a minute. He got
He's
a
West
job?
Indian. He West Indian.
That's not the point.
No, listen.
He's official until he gets two jobs.
Listen, he got it. But you know what I'm saying? Listen. This kid, he was my first. We watched the same crap together. All at home, we watched the same TV. We did all of it. But again, I'm not a big person on all these freaking Households of Atlanta, Households in New York, and all this dumb crap. Listen, I don't do all of that stuff. I'll do Supernatural. I'll do The Flash. And freaking Suns. I'll do all of that stuff.
Flash
but I
joint.
Won't do these reality shows because these reality shows ain't reality. I don't give a crap about Nene Leakes and her big old forehead and the Kim, whatever the hell her freaking ass is. She's younger than me, and she was 5 times my age. I don't care about these people. You know, they're not real. But the problem is, these girls want to emulate that. Why?
Exactly.
Because their mothers
why
are doing
do
it. But why
cool?
you, as a mother, why are you even trying to be part of that world? If anything,
because they don't
want to
grow up. Because they don't want to grow up.
Just listen, the real world is about being a. No one likes adulting. I hate adulting. Oh my God. Adulting has made my blood pressure grow up. I can't have gray hair.
Wait, stop. Did you say adulting? Is that what we're calling it now?
Word.
I'm going to have to use
it's
that.
It's a word.
Yeah.
Adulting. I don't like adulting either.
It's a word.
I guess adulting is the meaning of being an adult. Yeah, I don't like adulting either.
But listen, you can
like
do it during certain hours of the day.
Yeah,
if you're at work,
well,
you're
I
adulting.
Work a lot. Well, I
well
work
that's
a lot,
when you're
so
adulting.
That means I do it too much.
Man, you're adulting
you're
too much.
But,
I'm trying
but,
to tell
no,
you.
I mean,
listen, I don't adult enough, apparently.
But I think people find it easier. Especially, it's easier to adopt the identity to actually find yourself. So that's why people gravitate toward these shows, is because they want to be like that. They want to emulate that because instead of them actually sitting down trying to figure out who they are, pick somebody they want to be, and then they just be that.
Listen, escapism.
They don't have any
only...
identity of themselves.
Well, you know what? I think they do, but I think they're so depressed with their own lives they want to escape. Escapism only works for so long because at some point you have to look at the moron that's in the mirror. As you know, I look at her whether I'm drunk or sober. So,
yeah. Oh,
I mean, or if I'm high, depending on the day. The point is, we all, listen, I love my escape. I get that in October when Walking Dead comes back on. I'll get that 1 hour to escape.
Yes,
and then,
you know, that's my show.
Okay, then
yeah,
I have to
Walking
turn around.
Dead
and
I wish I was a walker.
Wait. To me, Walking Dead is actually a reflection of
the real
like,
now.
See, now there's shows like that. Yeah, shows like that where people just say, oh, it's a zombie thing. But no, it's a little more
listen, I live in Jersey.
Subliminal to that.
Oh, yeah.
Subliminal.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely subliminal to that. And the Walking Dead is not just about zombies. But, you know, most people will just look at it, you know, on the surface, and they won't take it that deep. And that's where it's like, yo, sometimes you got to start using your brain when it comes down to things where people just don't want to use their brain.
No,
like
they don't,
because
I've been
with the
saying
ratchet.
That for years.
It's easier to go with the ratchet. It's easier to look at. It's easier to look at the dumbness than actually use your brain and try to figure out something. Like,
yeah,
remember the good old TV shows, Agatha Christie? You remember you had...
Oh, God,
I can't believe
that...
Wait, are they really doing Magnum P.I. over? Are they serious?
Doing what?
Matt, yo,
yeah. Apparently,
disgusting.
Oh, no. I don't need to do that over.
Wait. Flag on the play. First down. First and 10. The dude actually got. I'm doing this because
no.
The first game of the season is Thursday. Ooh, ah. NFL is back. Anyway, listen.
No.
The guy has actually. Hush. I really haven't watched it since this whole controversy started, which
no.
means I haven't deprived of my team.
He's not Tom. Well, I don't watch the NFL.
He doesn't have
a Tom Selleck mustache.
No, he doesn't.
He's not Tom
Selleck.
He has to have the hairy chest and the thick mustache.
That's
okay,
right.
Wait, guys. Tom Selleck gave him the okay. Listen, if you're
no.
wrong,
Tom Selleck.
Giving him his blessing.
No.
Yes, he did.
No.
Yes, he did.
No,
yes.
No.
Wow.
So what about MacGyver? Did Richard Dean Anderson give this guy the okay? Because MacGyver,
yes,
that's
did.
So... No, man.
Sadly, he did.
Oh, that's sad. That's sad.
You'd be surprised. Some of them are given the okays, and some of them are like, oh, hell no, don't touch it.
That's right.
Listen, wait, oh, I got one better. They're bringing Buffy back.
They're bringing who back?
Ooh.
Buffy, the vampire slayer. Wait for it. Wait.
Oh, my God.
Buffy
gosh.
Is now a sister. There you go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. We already know the rating.
The
ratings are
going
to sink on that one already.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't watch it. I'm sorry. You can't listen. Again, there's some things you can't touch. You can't. But you know what the funny part is? Shows like Buffy, shows like Angel, shows like freaking Charmed, shows like St. Elsewhere, shows like The Equalizer.
St. Elsewhere. Oh, Equalizer. Yeah, those are dope. That was dope.
All of these shows, as much as reality they weren't, they dealt with real overtones. They dealt
right.
with things that were going on.
Yeah,
in the
exactly.
Like,
right.
Like,
exactly.
For Pete's sake, even lame ass Knight Rider with the Hoff himself dealt with things in
yep.
the real world.
Yep.
It's all that. Because we all know, don't nobody want to deal with the Hoff like that, but it was. And that's what we had as programming. That's stuff you and your parents would sit down and watch together.
Exactly.
My A-Team
yep.
on and Friday night, everybody sitting down watching the A-Team. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So can media and society coexist? Yes. But it depends on what the programming is and what you as an individual are putting out there, or rather putting on in the television, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It depends. This is why I have my thigh set, because anymore. Listen, I'll give you a prime example. I want to mess with the boys. Now, I told you I had found season one of The Muppet Show, right? I was running to the house talking about manana, doo, 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 manana. And it's just like, what's manana? I was like, oh, I forgot you guys were born during The Muppet Show. And I just kept running around the house doing it. Just doing it. I was like, I told you, you really want to find out? Go on YouTube and find it.
Right, go and watch it.
You know? But that's my way of getting these kids to get involved in certain things.
Because right,
I
and
know for a fact
they have to want that. They have
game.
To want to get involved with those things. Because, like I said, if you put it on, they'll, you know, they might be like, well, what is, just like you said, what is this? But they have to want that. They have to want to see it or want to watch it or be interested in it in order to sit down and even watch it.
And
but now it
seems
like there's so much
fool.
Violence. Well, there's so much violence
on TV. You
can't even
say that because there was a lot of violence when we were growing up too. Healthy
yeah,
too.
But it was different. But like I said in earlier, it was different. The A-Team bust off a million rounds per show. But you never listen. But you saw people getting knocked out, tossed in the air. But you never saw any see
Miami
a whole
Bite.
Bunch of blood. You know what I'm saying?
Miami
you didn't
Vice.
See all that.
Yeah, but
you,
see, remember
you made,
when Miami Vice
oh,
was
no,
on TV?
Well, yeah, and that
and
was,
all
late,
those
that
shows
was later,
came on.
Later on in the night.
But we, yeah, late later
night.
On in the night, but not only that, we were a little older then. Because I remember Miami Vice. I was a teenager when Miami Vice was on.
I wasn't. I was just being me, sneaking around watching shit that I shouldn't been watching.
But
Miami Vice wasn't, it was still a little tame. It was still a little tame compared to.
But
you know, that was like, that was the start of it. Oh, yeah. Oh,
no,
yeah.
Listen, that was
but even then,
in
like,
our mind.
But, right, but that's
then,
the, like,
that was violent.
But, like, listen to this. That movie with mm. Richard Pryor, which what is it? Which Way Is Up? Do
yeah.
you know I recently watched that movie in full and was in here crying? Because I remember hearing about the movie when I was younger, I remember seeing, maybe seeing a bit and piece of it only because maybe I was in my parents' room when they were watching it, but it's not like they was like, okay, sit down, here, we watching the movie, you watch it. No, no, no. It was like, oh, no, get out of here, we watching the movie. I sat down and watched this movie, watched that movie, and I was in tears. Because it's like, I'm older now, and I can really understand what the hell the movie was about now.
So,
yeah, I mean,
I was basically screwed from jump, is what you people were telling me. Okay, I'm good. I understand.
Well, yeah, well.
You get it.
Because
I remember being a kid watching freaking Roar. Not Roar, Delirious. Delirious came out in, what, 83? I was
well,
older.
You were sneaking around watching stuff that you weren't supposed to be watching.
That I was watching.
Exactly.
My
oh, see, that
out.
Explains it right there. You weren't supposed to be watching no Eddie Murphy
home.
Raw.
By the time I got home, it was over.
I remember, dude, I remember we couldn't watch Purple Rain until
oh,
we,
could.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah, Purple. So you could not watch. We
oh.
had to be a
no,
teenager.
No.
By Purple
Wait.
Rain.
Y'all couldn't watch Purple Rain. Guess
Who
what? I went to the movie theater and seen Purple Rain. And I was like,
who
watched it?
Who you went with? Who you went with?
My father, he took us to see me. Because we wanted to see Prince.
Oh, man.
Yep. We wanted to see Prince. We wanted to see Prince. And we was like, oh, this movie is hot. We want to go see. So he's like, all right, I'll take you out of that. You know, my dad don't know nothing. You know, he don't know nothing about.
And there
nothing.
Was no
like,
rating. There was no ratings of. PG-13 and all that stuff back then.
No, you either had R or PG or G. That was it. Those were.
Yep,
that
exactly.
It.
So he took us to
or,
see that.
Or stay
and
your
I
ass
know,
home.
I don't know what kind of movie he thought it was. But he
probably just thought it was Prince on a bike.
Because that's all he saw was that one. But you know what? You can't really put Prince. You can't really use that with Prince because I don't know about you. But I know every woman from back then was in love with him anyway. So if they had their daughter, they were going to see Purple Rain regardless.
Well, now when you saw Purple Rain, you were on another level. Like you became older. You became older after you. Like
you became
old. Yeah, it was a trend. Yeah, yeah. You transitioned from you know kid to a young adult.
You
saw Purple
but
Rain.
You know what it is.
Purple Rain was, Purple Rain changed a lot of people's
yeah, that,
lives.
That was, yeah.
When that chick jumped in the water,
yeah.
when she jumped in the
you
water, it was a game changer.
What's that movie? When you come of age, that was Purple
yeah.
Rain for the black community. Come of age.
Oh yeah, that was coming of age
for the black
yep.
community.
Yeah,
but you know
yeah.
what? This is one thing that you also have to remember that a lot of us negate is that us as children and you know preteens and tweens and all that. We had a lot more common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You have to remember that. Common sense now
oh,
is a
yeah.
freaking... It, listen, unless it's
common
in your
sense
DNA makeup...
Common sense is not so common.
It's real... Man, listen
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And I say this. I live in Jersey.
Yeah.
That's all I need to say. I live in Jersey. Do you know you can't buy common sense in this mofo?
You
can't.
Well, not all of Jersey is bad.
What?
Maybe certain
B.
selective parts of Jersey
B.
City.
B.
You know.
B.
I know. Don't walk alone. Don't walk alone in Bayonne. I understand. Yeah, I know.
Don't
walk
alone in Bayonne.
Bayonne. Don't walk alone.
B. It is literally 85% of the state, and that's being nice.
Mm.
That ain't got.
They that bad over there. Oh,
what? You know,
it's the roads.
Listen, I'm convinced
it's the roads.
Listen,
the
highway.
No,
it's the water.
It's the
water. It's the water.
There's something
it's
in the
water.
Water.
Oh, God.
Listen, this is my town. Church, bar, liquor store, bar, church, school, bar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's just great.
Do,
that's normal.
They need something to do after church. They need some place to go after church.
Then what you doing Monday morning at the bar? Why the bar open at 7 o'clock on Monday morning? And it's not a holiday.
Mm. Tamika, I got somebody that wants to holler at you. 3054.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
Why in the hell you allowed that woman back on your show?
He said, why in the hell?
You want to ruin your show for, brother?
A family reunion.
Oh, Lord, why do you have to get
it again? Family reunion.
Can television and society get along? No. Tomika and the Hava cannot get along. And that's 40 years ago.
God. Man, you know when he breathes, the air turns dark and crooked when Rodney opens up his mouth. What's wrong with you?
Yo, y'all.
Tomika, after 2 minutes on the show,
quiet.
I already got a headache. You gave me a headache
why
already.
Why are you staying quiet?
He said you gave me a headache. You gave me a headache.
Yes, Abby. Yes, Abby. I'm on the phone now, Abby. I'm talking to Abby.
Uh-huh.
Leave me alone now. I'm on the show, okay?
Yo,
thank
Abby.
You.
Abby. Hey, this is why I love Abby. This is why I love Abby. She's dating him. No. Let Prince Ryan and Princess Abby get you.
Oh, you lucky I'm with the kids right now. You're lucky.
I'm enjoying the fact that you're with the kids. I seen the vid earlier. So how much
okay, now. Now back to the show.
They have for your fat ass. I'm sorry. That's what he posted, not me.
Can we get back
sorry,
to
no
now?
Comment. No comment.
Y'all are crazy.
It's all dislike. It's all dislike. There's no love lost. Trust me.
It's all love.
Or lack thereof.
Is it?
All right, Hot Rod. What you want?
Nah,
I'm waiting
please.
For Sean Black to pop up at this point.
Nah. He's too busy doing God knows what, cooking or slaving or something. Right,
get ready for the parkway. Get ready for the parkway.
Get ready for the parkway.
I don't want to know. I do not want to know. Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. All right, Hot Rod, so why is it that society and media can't coexist? Please explain to me why.
Okay, brother, you grab your show back.
What happened?
I don't know what happened. I know K Dog is just calling in. Damn.
Oh, Lord.
It's the party line. Party
yo,
line.
It's the party line.
Party line.
What's
hey,
up?
And they wait till the last. And you know what? This is how black folk do, wait till the last 6 minutes.
CPC, come on, man. Listen, man. Look, we were just chilling, man. I was eating, man.
Y'all was hungry. Remember, everybody at the top of the show said this is Labor Day weekend. A lot of Caribbean people doing their thing. So you got two Haitians that are probably half drunk right now because you know they get ready for tomorrow.
I can't
get ready for tomorrow because I got to work tonight.
Man, I haven't touched the one barbacoa yet, man, but I'm about to take that bottle, man. I got the 5-star. Yeah, that 5-star.
And Hot Rod waiting for the kids to go to sleep. So it's
exactly.
That's a damn shame.
Represent. Right now, Daddy needs his vodka.
Daddy needs his vodka. Because they're still waiting.
He said Daddy needs his vodka.
No vodka for Daddy.
No.
Wait.
Hold on. 2690, you're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Everybody's calling in right now?
Yo, what's good, brother? Dude?
Yeah.
It's funny.
What's up?
What's up, man? How you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm chilling, man. I was sitting here watching Ballers, and I'm listening to y'all.
Where'd you watch Ballers too, man? That's what I was watching.
Yeah.
I was watching
you
that,
was watching
man.
That. You That's was watching that while you was drinking.
Yeah, yo, you know that already.
Everybody was watching that. Yeah, you were watching that while
then
you were drinking.
I heard Tamika's voice.
Oh, Lord.
Hey,
yeah.
What's up, Tamika?
Well, like I said,
it's like a
family reunion, and it waits till the last 4 minutes of the show.
No, wait, hold on, bro. That's that Bayesian.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
No, but, you know, okay.
Yo, this sounds like the party line from back in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I get your number?
No, for real.
Yo, let me get your number.
Okay, though. Were you watching balls or you were watching your balls? Which one? You were watching your balls
or
the ballers? Which one?
Oh, my God.
I was watching ballers, buddy. I'm going to be nice today because it's Sunday.
But my balls are already washed up, bro.
Oh, that sounds like that's good for you, man.
All right, this is a prime
let's keep,
example.
Let's keep it clean because it's Sunday. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, we're going to keep this.
It's got dirty and long topical.
Bro.
See, and this is why TV cannot exist with society.
And this ain't
exactly why.
You already, yeah.
This is radio.
This is, yeah.
For all intents and purposes, this is radio.
Yeah, this
is so,
kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right. So television society.
Television and society. I'm just gonna lay it down and be real about it.
Make it quick because the show's almost over.
Yep.
Television and society don't coexist because you know what? People don't know the difference between what's real and what's not real. And people are living their lives, especially with trash television. I call it trash television with the reality.
What society are you talking about, though?
Oh.
So you're
saying all society feels that way? Or our society feels that way?
No. Unfortunately.
But isn't that entertainment overall, K-Dog?
Yeah, it is entertainment, but people want to live their lives through it. They copy off of it. They want to live just like it. You see someone doing something in Love and Hip Hop or the Kardashians, and people want to copy off of it, and that's a problem.
Right, and then you think you could do that to other people, and it's like, this is real life. Somebody going to punch you in your damn face trying to do that.
Exactly.
You can see on there, like, somebody going to kick your ass.
You know what?
But
it really boils down to which dictates, why does TV dictate society? Even though we got, like, 2 minutes left. It shouldn't, but it seems like that's the way it's going. It seemed like
because, like
he
said, everybody wants to live through it. Everybody wants to live through it. That's why.
Exactly.
Escapism is one thing, but you can't live the life.
Exactly.
You can't.
Well, maybe there needs to be, like, before a show comes on, it should say, listen, this ain't real. Don't try this at home.
They do that.
Either that or have somebody come in
and
grab and slap you in the forehead so you can understand
before
this comes on. This ain't about you. You can't live that life.
It all got to do with homegrown stuff. That's what it got to do. You got to get
exactly.
This, it's got to be from home. If your parents ain't teaching you certain things, telling you this is real, that ain't real, this another, then that's where you get lost at. And like I said, unfortunately, we live in a society where mom and dad are not home all the time.
Yeah, but it's also be common sense.
My mother
wasn't home all the time either.
For real.
My
mother
was.
It should be common sense.
So did mine, you know?
Word.
So it should be common sense.
Taught common sense. You have to be taught that. If somebody has to teach you common sense. You're not going to just be born with common sense. You got to be taught it.
Listen, anything can be learned. Anything can be learned.
True.
With that being said, we got less than
if you have nobody there to teach you, you're going to have to learn that on your own somehow. You can't just give up and say, well, nobody taught me, so forget it. I don't need to know it.
That's right.
What's going on tomorrow night?
No, we're coming back next Monday night. Next Monday night. Tomorrow night.
Next Monday?
Tomorrow night. Too drunk again.
All right.
Hey,
well,
it's Abby.
We're about to cut out Fred, Tamika.
All right, Brother B. Good speaking to you, brother.
Bye, guys. Big Red. Peace, everybody. Big Red.
Peace and love,
yo. Hot Rod. Wait. I hope everybody calls in like this next week when we talk about sex.
We'll get this in earlier.
We haven't done a raunchy episode in a while, so we'll get raunchy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. That's what's up.
You know,
I'm going to have my drink with me, too.
That's right. I'm about to get my drink on.
Everyone have a good night.
All right.
Be safe out there.
All right. Be easy.
Don't get drunk. Too drunk, anyway.
All right.
Yes, I will.
Oh, no. Whoa.
Booyah.
Hi, y'all.
Later.
Brunch, yeah, man. Later.